opt out of calls.
With vote yes on three, inviting you to a live telephone town hall right now to discuss why we need to pass question three so every Nevada voter has more voice and better choices of who represents us. We'll also be taking your questions live. It's free to participate, so just stay on the line to join. Thanks. Paid for by vote yes on three.
888-890-2282 to opt out.
You are joining a live conference already in progress. Please be aware that your local phone company may leave your line open for up to 32 seconds after you leave the conference. If you would like to ask the speaker a question, please press zero.
In our election. So, again, really appreciate everybody tonight. We do have a poll open. So if you want to participate in that poll, you can press one if you're a yes on three. You can press two if you're no on three, or you can press three if you're undecided. And again, if you do have a question for us, press zero on your phone keypad, and we can add you to the queue. Again, you will press zero on your phone keypad. We'll add you to the queue. There's thousands of you joining on this call tonight, and we really appreciate you're here. Of course, Election Day is tomorrow. You can visit iwillvote.com/Nevada if you want to find the closest polling location or mail ballot drop box. Of course, you can still drop your mail ballot in the mail as long as it's postmarked by tomorrow night. It will count. And it's important that everybody's voice is heard in this election as we wrap up the 2024 campaign season. Feels like it's been a long time. There's been a lot of ads for everything on both sides. You've probably seen a lot of ads about question three, both for and against, and that might have raised some questions that we are here to answer tonight. We really appreciate everybody joining. So, again, if you have a question for us, press zero on your phone keypad. We'll add you to the queue, or if you want to participate in our poll, you can press one if you're a yes on three. You can press two if you're no on three, or you can press three if you are undecided. Again, question three opens Nevada's primary to all registered voters, regardless of party. There's currently 1 million independent voters in Nevada. Over 40% of the Nevada electorate is excluded from voting in closed primaries. This opens the primary to all registered voters, regardless of party, allows voters to weigh in on the candidates that will go to the general election. You vote for one, just like you do now. The top five vote-getters move on to the general election. Then you have the option to rank those candidates in order of preference. What that does is ensure that no candidate wins without a majority of the vote, and it gives you the ability to feel like you're voting for somebody, not just against somebody. You no longer have the so-called lesser of two evils choice that we might face in a campaign. It gives us more and better choices in the general election and makes candidates